Dr. Faber getting an office note on patient Erica James, E-R-I-C-K-A, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 11-9-1958. Date of service, 4-17-2025. Paragraph. The patient is a 66-year-old African-American female who is referred to see me by Dr. Pont for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Her past medical history includes one hypertension for the last 30 years, next trigeminal neuralgia. Period. Past surgical history includes colon resection for bleeding polyp. Last colonoscopy was fine. Next hysterectomy, next tonsillectomy. Social history. Patient currently lives with her daughter. She has had only one daughter. No smoking, occasional alcohol, no drug use. She still works, and she works at the State Farm Insurance Claims Department. Allergy. She's allergic to penicillin and codeine. Family history. Father with prostate cancer and dementia. Mother with asthma, hypertension. Died from MI. Brother died from non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And sister had breast cancer. Pure paragraph. Review of system reveals occasional headache, good vision. No chest pain. She's been battling in court for the last few days and has congestion, cough, and not feeling well. Period. She does have occasional heartburn. She does report dyspnea on exertion. She does report palpitations, positive at night. No nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain, no constipation, no melena, nocturia times two, complete bladder emptying, no leg swelling. Denies any NSAID use or other systems are even are negative. Immunization, she received 4 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy. Per paragraph, her medications include nifedipine, olmesartan / hydrochlorothiazide. Per paragraph. On physical examination, her vital signs as mentioned above, HENT, pupils around the active light and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, nanicaric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no keratobri bilaterally, no juvenile extension bilaterally, most of the mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema noted. Correction. Pharynx is erythematous. Period. Paragraph. Next up, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regular rate and rhythm. She does have systolic ejection murmur 3/6, more pronounced at the aortic area. No friction observed. Period. Abdomen is soft. No hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity. Extremities, there's no edema at the lower extremity. Skin, no skin rash noted. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations available to me include following. Hemoglobin A1C is 5.2, white count 3.8, hemoglobin 11.2, MCV is 87, platelet count 202. BUN22, creatinine 1.57, estimated GFR 36 milliliters per minute, potassium 4.7, CO2 is 24. Albumin 4.5, period paragraph. Urine analysis shows 1 plus protein. Assessment at plan 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 3B. She has at least one risk factor for chronic kidney disease, including hypertension. She also takes a diuretic, hydrochlorothiazide, that may be contributing. We're going to do a full renal workup, including serologic workup. Imaging studies, quantification of proteinuria. We're going to hold hydrochlorothiazide for 2 weeks and recheck her kidney function as well, period. Next diagnosis, pronounced heart murmur. Patient is encouraged to follow up with her cardiologist. We'll review her echocardiogram. Next diagnosis, trigeminal neuralgia. Next diagnosis, mild anemia. We'll check her iron stores. Period. Next diagnosis, hypertension, apparently controlled, management is above. Continue olmesartan and nifedipine for now, and monitor. Next, upper respiratory tract infection slash acute bronchitis, we're going to treat with azithromycin and Bronfit DM and supportive supplements period. The patient is going to see me back in a few weeks to discuss the workup. I thank you, Dr. Pond, for your trust and for allowing me to see your patient in consult. If you're pregnant, I'm going to report next to you, Dr. Pond.